baby. I'm not always there when you call, but I'm always on time. You know what? I thought I'd start with just a small smidge of a early Y2K situation. Because look, I am in the headgear of a Russian immigrant, or if you're the maintenance guy who shared the elevator with me earlier, Kurt Cobain. That's what I was told I looked like earlier, which, you know, as a gentleman to a lady, shut the fuck up. You shouldn't say I look like a man, even though it was a hysterical conversation. You know, New York, I'll always take a conversation with someone in New York because, you know, it's always going to be an interesting one. Welcome to Get Wood. My name is Jess Wood, and I am your host for a 30-some-odd minutes for some odd discussions about some odd stuff. And, you know, some of it's very grounded. Some of it's very deep. Some of it's very spiritual. I mean, today we're going to talk a little bit about how mushrooms and acid, let's not leave the acid out, helps with adult ADHD and OCD. Stop it now. Do you want to sing the song with me? Come on. I know I was here for already a minute and a half without singing the theme song, but some people don't know there's a theme song, so maybe we could just say hi to them first. And now, bam. And you say goddamn. Come on. This is a dope jam. I'm broad. What are you? I'm broad. Come on. I'm broader than Broadway. Sing it now. Yes, I'm broad. Said I'm broad. What now? Said I'm broader than Broadway. And everybody's doing it. It's getting cold out. Diddling, 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 diddling. Myself. And it feels so good. Your sauce will mix with ours. And we'll make a good goulash, baby. Oh, yeah. What time is it? It's time for Get Wood with your pal, Jess Wood, a.k.a. Kurt Cobain, a.k.a. Russian immigrant who's come from Ukraine. I don't think you come from anywhere. You want to come from Ukraine now because it's very, there is still war going. Hi, everybody. Hello, everyone. Oh, I'm so happy to see everybody. And I can't thank you enough for showing up with me here, for me, with me, about me, around me. And yes, I'm wearing my Prince t-shirt. I hope you're watching. Prince, he's probably around sometimes, right? When you think about Prince, I mean, he's probably got better things to do in the spirit world than come and visit me in Coney Island and be like, ah, what? You know what I mean? Like, she's looking good. Ah, what? You know, he's probably not. But I'm not going to say no. I'm also wearing this is what my roommate's girlfriend calls my dude sweater. Like one night she goes, hey, I like your dude. Okay, I have to let the sirens on because Brooklyn, I love you. She goes, hey, I like your dude sweater. And I got kind of freaked out and I go, no, I bought this in the lady department. And she goes, I don't know why I got freaked out. We can all wear each other. Obviously, this is from a dude. This is from like the taxi man's aisle at the 99-cent store. This is where the men who drive taxis, not Ubers, but the yellow cab, they go and get these. Anyway, so who cares what sex it is? But I got freaked out. I was like, dude sweater? No, this is from the lady area. And she goes, no, like the dude from the Big Lebowski. And I was like, hey, the dude abides. I will take that, you know? And plus, if you're already called Kurt Cobain, we should all just be as fluid as possible, I think, because it freaks the people out who are weird about it already, but we can like hold dear to us what feels comfortable or looks cute or whatever. Yeah, this is a great hat. Hey, you know what else? I did go makeup shopping. Well, I didn't shop for makeup because I wasn't like, let's go shopping for makeup. But I met up with a girlfriend of mine and we did go into the Sephora because, you know, in New York, it's very cold. And so you're like, where can we go and just kind of wander around and talk to each other and look at bright, you know, colorful things? Well, I'll tell you what, Sephora, and they're not a sponsor, but I will shout them out for being a little too perfumey, but also kind, gentle, nice. We don't, you know, no pressure. So we're in there and I go, hey, where's there a lip gloss to my friend? very, because she's very makeup-y. I said, hey, man, hey, lady, where's there a lip gloss that's going to make me shiny, but also maybe a little plump? I know, that's a weird thing, right? Like, I've never thought about getting lip injections because, as inappropriate as it sounds, I was once told when I was very young, I was told that I had great, and by a man, an older man, it's so inappropriate what I'm about to say, but because I was raised in the time I was raised, and I'm that Generation X who's a little confused by things, I'm gonna tell you. He told me I had great blowjob lips, but he said BJ lips, so I had to figure it out. But I then figured it out, and I thought, ooh, complimentary. Nowadays, you can't really just lay that on a chick, you know what I mean? Better to call her Kurt Cobain than tell her she has BJ lips, you know? I, however, took it as a compliment, as my mother would want me to. Shout out to my dead mom. It was her death anniversary this weekend, and I want to say thank you to everybody who sent me a little note and little hearts and little love and all that stuff, because my mom, you know, she was a fucking character. And what's my favorite thing about posting about my mom is having ex-boyfriends post their memories about her, because they're so fucking good. You know, the one of my exes, he said, yeah, the big schlonged Uber driver loved your mom too. And that was like a joke that we had about the big schlonged Uber driver that we got a ride with from after we saw my mom in the hospital. We got a ride in the Uber. This is not that long ago. I was in Los Angeles about 6 years ago. And we took the Uber back, and this Uber driver was telling us about his big dick. It was so inappropriate. Again, BJ lips. I guess we just give off a vibe, maybe our generation, of like, you can talk to us about anything. Do you want to talk about sex? Do you want to talk about storming the castle? Do you know what I mean? Because I was telling someone the other day, it's very weird to be from a generation that's so divided. Do you know what I mean? Like, either you're like me and a lot of my friends who are very alternative, right? Very like, we're punk rockers. We were, you know, maybe we were deadheads. Maybe we were all of those things. Maybe we've taken a lot of drugs. Maybe we still take a lot of drugs, psychedelics. And we've opened ourselves up enough to understand that we're all one and that we all are brothers and sisters and that we need to calm down on all the negativity and all the fighting and all the division, right? Well, then there's the people that went to Woodstock 99 and burned the place to the ground. And then, I don't know, 20 some odd years later, stormed the Capitol. That's not me and my friends, but I imagine they're about our age, you know? So there's this division in a generation. And I say, I'd rather be a Kurt Cobain than a, who's a right, Ann Coulter? I don't know. I'd rather be a Courtney Love than an Ann Coulter, whatever the fuck her name is. Anyway, hi, everybody. I'm so happy you're here. I love you so much. I'm looking at my little notes here, and guess what? I'm very excited to tell you that I'm going to be gone for 2 weeks. You're going to miss me. I know. You are. I'm going to miss you, but I'm going to be gone, and I'm not going to be doing this because I'm not taking my computer on my adventure. But I will have the phone, but listen, I can't, I'm not, it's a whole new bag of tricks, babes. So we're going to see what the fuck goes on. We're going to be as present as possible, and we're going to keep our little toes a-wiggling, feel our feet grounded, motherfucking adventure. You know what I'm talking about? Because I'm going away, and I'm going to go, and I'm going to experience some stuff that I've never experienced before. But I think that's what's in store for all of us, especially if you change your fucking perspective. Listen to this one, guys. Listen to this one, my loves. Every time I experiment and say, you know what, today I'm going to be like, everything's really good today. I'm going to have a really good day today. I'm having a great day. Today is fabulous. Today is a fucking fabulous day. Oh, the show is going to be fun. I'm going to have good times on the train. Guess what happens? It happens. It comes true. It fucking happens. Yes, I know. Let's not keep it a secret. Anyway, so that seems to be happening. So I just want to give you a P.S. update. Bump, bump. I'm not going to see you for a couple weeks. Okay. Well, talking about talking to people, being in the moment, being grounded. Stand by. They're coming. They're staked out outside. Okay. I don't mean to freak you guys out, but they're down there. So I told you earlier, and if you know me and you follow me online, you know it was my mom's death anniversary this weekend. So what happens when it's somebody's death? Well, with the Jews, we light a candle. It's called a Yahrzeit. And my aunt, you know, of course she asked me, do you have your Yahrzeit candle for your mother? I said, of course I do. Even though mom didn't really love being a Jew, I also got a Virgin de Guadalupe. And so just to balance it out, because my mom was like, I don't know, Jesse, Jewish, I don't relate. Okay, you were bat mitzvahed. Anyway, so it was her death anniversary, and I wasn't staying home over the weekend. I did a show. I was in Astoria. I stayed in Astoria. And one morning before I was to go to work, I went and got a juice. And I love a fucking juice. Not a carrot juice, because I was raised on carrot juice and I was orange as a child. So please, that's a little traumatic. But like a smoothie. Okay, so I go to the juice bar over there in Astoria. It's right by my pal's house. It's by her apartment, and I go to the juice bar, and there's this black guy in there who's my age, and we just start talking about smoothies and juices, and you know, kind of gets into like how we were raised and eating well and all that stuff. You know, I love to talk about eating and how people were. I love hearing what was the food that was put out for you. Like it was such a fucking trip to me to live in Albuquerque, New Mexico, and almost everyone that I met had been just raised on chili. Do you know? And not the chili that you all think I'm talking about. I'm talking about the chilies that they hang outside, the green, red. Like it smells like chili in Albuquerque at a certain time of the year is absolutely magical and beautiful, but I couldn't relate at all. I was like, what the fuck's that smell? And they're like, as our, you know, it's the home. Also, I've been in Texas to do shows. In Texas, you get off the plane, it smells like barbecue. So, yeah, chile. Hey, you gotta have your chilies, eh? It's Christmas time, eh? You gotta have your chilies. So I am at the juice bar talking to this guy, and I, you know, of course I start talking to him about some racial something, because I'm like that kind of annoying white person. And, but it's really more about my mom, because my mom was so, you know, oh God, she just, Jesse, you know, just a fist in the air at all times. So I am chatting with him about some stuff, and he says to me, well, you know, it ain't where you're from, it's where you're at. And I took a stumble back. Like it was very dramatic what had happened. I lost my breath and I stumbled back, and he kind of like reached out to me, even like as a worried person. Are you okay, miss? And I said, oh my God. I said, you know, my mom used to say that all the time. All the time. My mom used to say that. And she died today. Like it was the day, you know, of her death on Sunday. And this guy says to me, well, you know, it ain't where you're from. It's where you're at, Jesse. That's what my mom used to say. Listen, my mom thought she was Angela Davis. She thought she was a Panther. She thought she was something that she wasn't. She was a white Jewish lady. Anyways, she didn't like to be Jewish. So anyway, I said to him, because he said, are you okay? And I said, I can't believe this just happened. My mom spoke through you, and she used to say that. And she hated white people. Like I was like, you're the person. She didn't like women much. She hated white people. So this black man is like the perfect person to have a spiritual. I felt like Ghost, you know what I mean? Like I felt like he was like Whoopi Goldberg. So it was something else, I gotta say. It was really powerful for me. And I thanked him, and he was grateful also. Like we just had this such a beautiful bonding moment, a vulnerable moment as well. I also think it's vulnerable to talk about how you ate when you were raised. I think there's a vulnerability to that as well. So I think it's a great question to ask people. Like party time is coming up, right? There, and I get very, we've talked about, I get social anxiety a lot. That's why the mushrooms and the acid are actually good to microdose. They have proven that it brings the anxiety and depression down. and that it makes you more mindful. And when you're more mindful, you can do things, finish tasks, you can feel less anxious at, say, a social gathering. And listen, I'm your pal, Jess. You can always dip into the show and you can always pull something out of the show and say, oh, you know what? Jess said that maybe we, if I asked people like, hey, how, what was the eating like when you were raised? You know what I mean? And see how people react. It could be a great conversation piece. Just for something different, you know? I sometimes like to ask people what their favorite soda is, if they drink soda or ice cream. I know it's like a party trick kind of thing to help with nerves and stuff. And I know that season is upon us where people gather socially. So, try that. See if it helps. Me, I could talk to any stranger, but at a party, there's something about the, it feels like a pressure. So I often will come up with like an idea to talk to somebody about something because I really feel more comfortable performing in front of everyone, not really like socializing with everybody. But I think if you have little things like this in your pocket, like, hey, so I noticed you took, you know, only the red chili. Ooh, there goes the light. Only the red chili. Were you raised? How were you raised? Like, what was it like at your house? What was the eating like? Did you have a strict diet? Were they open about stuff? Because, you know, I think it's interesting to hear about people's food stuff. Or if you don't want to go that deep, you can ask about ice cream, flavored sodas, whatever. So if you have to go to a party and you're socially anxious, take it from me. Those things work. Okay. Speaking of food, I will always carry food with me. Hey, Des! I will always carry food with me on my adventures into the city, because whenever I go into Manhattan or even into different parts of Brooklyn, I do have to take the train for a long time, the subway. So I'll always pack extra stuff with me. If I have like, say I had like a 6-pack of applesauce, you know, and then I had like 3 left and I'd already had 3. So I thought, I don't know if I'm going to eat these other 3. Maybe I'll eat one of them, but maybe I'll take the other ones. And if somebody needs an applesauce, it's easy to, you know, you can just peel the thing back and you can drink it like a little drink. So I'm so glad that I brought it because, and I also had these chocolate covered almonds that I was kind of eating some, but I thought, you know what? Somebody will like these too if someone's really hungry, because people are really hungry and I want to give people food. I don't have money, but I have a food stamp. So if I can buy an extra snack and then bring it with me where I go, hi, spreading love. So last night I leave class, you know, I'm back in acting class again, and man, is it challenging. Whoa. Well, first of all, I have to memorize a fucking scene. You know what I mean? Like, you have to memorize lines. You're not carrying around lines. It's not an improv class. You got to memorize. This is a scene study, motherfucker. You got to study this shit. So if you haven't seen Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf with Elizabeth Taylor and Richard Burton, please go and watch it. But I think it might be a holiday movie as well. It's very depressing. It's really intense. But it's one of those movies that's from the 70s or something? Anyway, it's an old movie. It's an Edward Albee play that was made into a movie that people still do as a play. Anyway, it's a very intense, very volatile couple, George and Martha. And me and Nick, my scene partner, and I, he and I have been playing this scene for the last couple weeks. Now, I will tell you that I tell Nick, hey, do you mind that I go a little physically crazy on you? Because she's a bit crazy and they're drunk and they have very physical, violent fights. Now, I grew up in a house where people had physical, violent fights and they were drunk a lot. So it was very cathartic for me to go and do this scene and not have to, and like get rid of all the, I don't know why, but it like came through me, you know? So every time we did the scene, I would do something different, but violent, real violent towards the guy. Nothing, I didn't hurt anybody anytime. But 1 week I took the empty bottle of Maker's Mark, oops, I just dropped water on myself. And I had the Maker's Mark bottle and I was gonna hit him with it. And then I had my heel, I took off one of my high-heeled shoes. That's right, I was wearing heels and a dress. Bow! And I had the heel against his neck, his, you know, I'll fucking stab you, you know? And he was like, ah! Like, and I told him, I said, do you mind? I asked him, I said, Nick, do you mind that I do something violent or something physical? I won't be violent, but I will threaten violence to you. And he goes, yeah, but just not my balls. And I was like, of course not, sir. So, needless to say, fantastic, fantastic. My teacher is such a doll face. You know, she was friends with my mom. That's how I know her. She has known me since I'm a teenager. It's fucking fantastic. Once in a while, she'll say stuff like, oh, well, if anybody can take a fall like that, it's Jessica. You know, like, oh, God. Because she knows I've fallen quite a bit in my life. And, you know, physically. So she also sprung on us that we had to sing. Like, just sprung it on us. Because she said, because she's an actor. And she said, listen, once in a while, you'll go and you'll be so prepared for like a Broadway audition for a play, straight play, no music. And you're so prepared and you're loaded up and you're ready for the audition and you get there and the people go, okay, so what song have you prepared for us? And you go, fucking what song? No, 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 no. And so because she's a great teacher and she was like, you got to be ready for anything. Everybody line up. On stage, line up right now. And then she called us out one by one and fucking we had to sing. Oh, Lord have mercy. But I will tell you this, I enjoyed the singing because my karaoke song, can you tell me your karaoke song, please? Can you DM me your karaoke song? I love that. Food and singing. What am I in the Renaissance fair? Okay. I sang Hopelessly Devoted to You from Grease. It's an Olivia Newton-John moment. And the funny thing is, I forgot when I was saying it out loud to her, because you had to say, hi, I'm Jess Wood, and I'm going to be singing today, da, 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 like you were on a Broadway fucking theater show ready to audition. So I said, hi, my name's Jess Wood, and I'm going to be doing Hopelessly Devoted to You from Grease. And my teacher's like laughing hysterically with her hand over her mouth. And I was looking at her kind of funnily. And then I realized as I'm singing it, this motherfucker, my teacher was in Grease. Shut up. I mean, she's been in a lot of shit. She was in Seinfeld. She's a soprano. She was ER. She's you name it. This motherfucker, she a talent. She's a talent. You know, I know a talent when I see it. She has it. I don't know what it is, but she has it. So we sing. We do our scenes. I get violent. There's a lot of water thrown. It's supposed to be gin. Ah, you know, going for the jugular. And then class is over. And I had to leave right away because I had an early morning radio call. Nothing for Jess Wood, but I do some other stuff in there that you wouldn't know about, but it was great. But I had to be up at 7 o'clock this morning. So anyway, and if you know me, that's not right. So I get out and I run down to the subway. And as I'm walking down the stairs, there's this homeless guy. And he's a bigger gentleman, black gentleman, bigger, maybe in his 30s, I'm going to say. And he says to me, just off the hand, he goes, hey, have a great night, miss. God bless. And I was like, thank you, sir. I mean, anyone says that to me. I turn around, look them in the eye. Thank you so much. I don't give a fuck who you are. You're blessing me. You're giving me good nights. Hey, what? Thank you, human. So I stop and I go, motherfucking applesauce. Stand by. So I go back and I go, hey, man. I was going to have an applesauce right now. I just finished class. I'm a little, you know, would you care for an applesauce? I'd love to share in my applesauce. And he goes, well, I'd really like something more of substance. And I said, hey, I can dig it, brother. But listen, all I have is the applesauce right now. So you want the applesauce or you don't want the applesauce? Because I'm going to have my applesauce. And he's like, you know what? Let me get the applesauce. I said, fuck yeah. Let's have some applesauce together. So I stood on the railing while he sat on the stair. And we sipped our applesauce together. And we spoke of food because, again, I love talking about food with people. So he said, and he was a bigger fella. So I said, this is good applesauce. He said, it is actually good applesauce. I said, yeah. I said, I hope it fills you up a little bit, sir, because, you know, you deserve, oh, hello. Was I paused? That was weird. technical. So I said, you know, sir, did you want some almonds? I got some almonds in my bag. And he goes, oh God, no. And he like got, you know, serious. And I said, sir, what is it with the almonds? And he said, I got to tell you, I don't know what it is, but everybody gives me almonds. I said, everyone gives you almonds? He said, yeah. I said, I have noticed there are these nut stores. Now, I know a lot of you out there are like, oh, yeah, you mean these nut stores? Nah! I know, in earmuffs, these nuts shops are everywhere. They're in Brooklyn, they're downtown, they're uptown, and they look like factories. They look like nut factories. They look like a Willy Wonka situation with the wheel. There's wheels turning with nuts spitting out of them. And let me tell you another thing about these nut factories. That's my nickname. That's the apartment's nickname here. I have never seen more than one or two persons in said nut shop. Who the fuck is buying that many nuts? How do they afford their rent on nut sales? I know this is all seemingly like a dirty joke, but I'm really serious. So here's me and Applesauce, right? We're hanging out. And he's like, all they do is give me almonds. He goes, I don't know what it is. They go into those nut stores. They come out with almonds. I got chocolate covered almonds. I got almonds unsalted. I got salted almonds. I was like, I had like a Forrest Gump flashback. We got shrimp, shrimps, taters, French fried potatoes, and all kinds of taters and all kinds of shrimp. So I was having all my characters, my slow characters, running through my head when I was listening to him. But we really bonded on the nuts. And I thought it was really interesting that, you know, for the most part, people really don't like to look even and acknowledge when people are having a hard time in the street, whether they be unhoused, whether they be on drugs, whether they be, you know, a panhandler or with a child or, you know, some sort of sad vignette, tableau, if you will. That is right. I am practicing. Madame. Anyway, I really, really make a concerted effort to look people in the eye, to really take people in, to let people know that they are also human beings, that they also really exist, that, and you know, this is for everybody. This isn't just for people who are having a hard time, but really, I think more for people that are having a hard time because we have such a weird thing. It must be our own mortality, right? Looking at us. That's why we don't want to see people get old. We don't want to see people who are having a hard time walking or seeing or, you know, we have like, well, they'd go over there. They could go over there. You know what I mean? And so I just feel like it's a really important piece to take people in and help them perhaps feel validated as a human. I know I love it, you know? And this Puerto Rican guy, older guy, he's probably my age, on the train who came on and he's like, is this a B145th? And I go, I don't know. And I was the only one who said anything. And then he sat down and I said, hey man, I'm sorry. I'm the only one that said anything and I don't know. And he goes, that's all right, sweetie. That's all right. And I liked that he said, sweetie, I'll take it because you know why? Because I was fucking sweet. Because I talked to him. Because I acknowledged another human being person. Oh my God, I'm so hot now. Hang on, I'm gonna do this at the end with no hat. Oh, was I been screaming this whole time? Was I been screaming this whole time? Listen, I'm losing battery life on a couple of the things, but I wanted to tell you this last story. Do I look strange? I feel weird without the hat on now. Okay, here, it's so weird to look at yourself for half an hour and talk to you. You're doing a great job. You know what? I should say that to myself more. Hey girl, look at you, hot stuff, fucking killing it. Ow. So we should all do that for ourselves. Please don't make me be the only one. Join me, won't you, in loving yourself daily. Thank you. So this is my last story, but I'm going to probably go a little over. Okay. So I'm working as a bartender, right, on the Upper East Side, and I'm only there a couple days a week, and this weekend it was very slow because of Thanksgiving weekend, right? So So I'm trying to get it so I don't look so tired. So I, you know, it's I'm starting to get self-conscious. What is happening? All of a sudden, 29 minutes, I'm looking at my head and I'm going, you're fine. Oh, it's because I had the hat on. Let's be vulnerable now without the hat, okay? Thank you. Hello, everyone. These are my eye bags because I went to bed at 2 a.m. and I woke up at 7 a.m. I've been working hard. Thanks for being proud of me. Same. So at the bartending gig, not a lot of people. But on Sunday, a couple of girls came in, Cutie Pie McGee's, apparently sisters, I found out later. A couple of white girls sitting there, I don't know, 20s maybe, late 20s. I have no idea. I try not to anymore. Anyway. So they're sitting there and we're talking like how we're talking. You know, I'm pontificating upon the facts that, you know, no man is worth waiting for his potential to come through. Do you know what I mean? For my girls, I'm like, you know, I waited for a man's potential for 4 years and it never showed up. Don't waste your time. Don't be an older woman thinking, oh, fuck, I wasted 5 years on a guy thinking potential. And so we were talking like that, right? And I said, oh, I even was in LA and I was dating this one guy and I told them the story. And one of the girls says, hold on, were you a waitress in LA in 2019 in West Hollywood? Yes. At a place called the Fat Dog? Yes. Oh my God, she says, you were my waitress and you did the same thing then that you're doing now. You helped me let go of all this stuff that I was walking around with. You helped me have a better time, laugh, be lighter, not take things so seriously. You did what you did here, but you did it there, 2019, and I remember you. And I walked in here and I saw you and I said, I know that lady. Do I know that? How do I know that lady? And then we all freaked out and we were like, wait a second. From West Hollywood, California to the Upper East Side, New York City, she remembered me from waiting on her because of my quote, great energy, man. Yes. Do you know the validation in that? It's just so wonderful to be able to know that you brought people joy, that you brought people fun, peace, a cuckoo story that they could relate to or maybe go, ooh, maybe I'm not so cuckoo after all. You know what I mean? Oh, it was so beautiful. And hopefully one or both of them are listening right now and I'll say shout outs to my sister girls. Oh, she did get wood, baby. She got it over and over again. Amazing to be able to touch people in the heart. There's nothing like it. All right, I dropped my hat or else I would say Sister Cobain is out. But I love you so much for hanging around with me. I love when I get my little DMs from you that say, like, I want to say shout out and a thank you to Rob for DMing me before the show. I guess it was like an hour or so before the show and saying, can't wait for Get Wood. And oh my God, you know, when people tell me that they're more cheerful after the show or that they had so many laughs or that they felt lighter. It's just, that's what I am. That's what I am. I'm a light and I'm full of love and I say fuck a lot and it's relatable. And I love you all so much for hanging out with me. And I love you. And I would love you even more if you shared the show with your friends. People often say to me, Jess, how come more people don't know about your show? I would listen to your show. My friends would love your show. It's ADHD friendly. Well, share it, babies. It's all word of mouth. That is how I get more listeners. Word of mouth. Speaking of words of mouths, my Cappy sister. I love you guys so much for watching. I love you for listening. Have a great couple of weeks. I will see you back here the 19th of December. Ah, happy Hanukkah.
and Chana Kris Mikwunza. Chana Kris Mikwunza. I'll be back on the 19th of December. Until then, please take very, very good care of yourselves. Remember, you're so awesome. Look, you're not hurting anybody. You're not hurting yourself. You're bringing the fucking joy. You're bringing the laughter. Don't let your thoughts get the best of you. Go have a good time. Go be social. Ask people about their favorite candy. Whatever. Keep it light. Eat a little mushroom. Deet, deet. Eat a little acid. Bop, bop. Just a little. Keep yourself mindful. Wiggle your toes. Feel your feet. I love you. Oh, my goodness. Enjoy yourselves, will ya? And eat what you want to fucking eat. Unless it hurts you. Don't hurt yourself. All right, I love you. I'm going to miss you so much, but I'm going to take so many notes. You're going to freak out how many stories I have. I'm probably going to have like an hour when I come back. So let's gear up for a very special Get Wood podcast next time I see you. All right, love you. Ooh, okay, you hang up first. All right, I'll hang up first. Okay, I love you, I love you, I love you. Bye, see you in a couple. Love you so much. Oh my God, it's so hard for me to stop.